I first became aware of what I call the financial coup in April 1997. I was making a presentation to a group of the largest pension funds in the country, and the president of the largest pension fund, I was basically saying we can re-engineer the federal budget using new technology in a way that will be wonderful for communities, and we can pay down our debt, and the middle class can be successful despite globalization. And he looked at me and he said, you don't understand. It's too late. They've given up on the country. They're moving all the money out starting in the fall. And I thought he meant we're reallocating the equity investments in the pension funds to the emerging markets. I didn't begin to realize he meant, no, we're stealing. You know, we're stealing a lot of money out of the federal government. And it was that fall that the fiscal year began when money started to disappear. When you came in and said, okay, I and my students are going to do a survey, what you did was you did a survey of two of the agencies, DOD being the big one, the Department of Defense, where there's $20 trillion missing, and HUD, where there's $1 trillion. And you and your students looked at all the financial statements from 1998 through 2000, I guess it was 2016.
Yeah.
And tell us what you found.
How can you get, you know, literally hundreds of billions of dollars in a single transaction that is unaccounted for?
Well, the Constitution says two things. One is nothing should be spent unless it's been appropriated in a budget.
Right.
Congress has to appropriate and the executive branch has to adopt. So, you know, that appropriation budget has to be essentially signed into law. So part of this spending process is to make sure that you're not spending money that hasn't been approved in the budget process by Congress and the executive branch. So one is that, and the second is you're required to disclose it. So after you've spent the money that has been approved, you're supposed to disclose how you spent the money. So what you're describing is in complete violation of both.
Then you have to ask the question, well, why doesn't anybody actually follow up, and why isn't it fixed, and why don't we develop, you know, we could talk about all of the excuses for why this never gets fixed, right? And so then you have to start thinking, well, why is this happening? And then that opens up a whole can of worms. So if we wanted to know the nature of those transactions, the Federal Reserve has the ability to show us what they were. In summary, which you can read about on the Missing Money website, the recommendation by the board was that a small set of people, and we're not allowed to know who has the authority to do this or to have access, has the ability to create two sets of books from this point forward. And there's a real set of books that remains hidden and only accessible to this small set of people. But if that small group of people believes that it's a national security issue, they have the ability to modify the books essentially in any way that they want, and report those to the public. And they've given themselves the authority to do that without even indicating that those books had been modified.
Now, one of the questions I always get, well, wait a minute, if these guys are doing all this stuff, why would they allow these numbers to be recorded and published?
Yeah, now, I asked now, that question to you.
Yeah, so I'm, you know, what I believe is you have an entire bureaucracy that is paid to follow the process. And they need them to follow the process because, you know, you don't want everybody stealing, right? You want everybody following the process. And if you can design the financial statements so that nobody notices and nobody cares, you know, you need the bureaucrats to follow the process. Now, what I've always said to everybody is, look, there's one place where we have them. It's like Al Capone in the taxes. We can get him on taxes. We can get these guys on violating the financial management laws. This is a no-brainer. This is documented with government documents. We can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that these guys have violated all these laws, including in criminal ways.
again, with all the other challenges, there is the question of rule of law. And can right. can we use the rule of law to implement the actual law and then prosecute and then get change?
Well, I think we should send an invoice to the New York Fed and the BIS and say you owe us $21 trillion. Now, the question is how we enforce.
Yeah,